pennies, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store. Lum is examining his returned application blank. Listen.
Hey, grannies, they've got their narf turning me down for priorities. Ain't I as good as the next feller? Ain't I a citizen of this country? What do they think I am, anyway?
Bag of prunes.
Abner, will you stop putting up that grocery order and listen to me? I just want you to hear what they wrote down on my application.
Lum, you've been reading that thing to me for the last 2 hours.
Listen to this. No authorization is granted for the construction described herein because the applicant apparently understands neither the questions in the application blank nor the fundamentals of house building.
Uh-huh.
How can they say a thing like that about me?
Well, Lum, you admitted yourself you couldn't figure out what some of them questions meant.
Oh, they might have been one or two, but I never got all of them wrong. I know that. Take this in here where it says attic, floored or unfinished. I put down unfinished, natural. Ain't even got the downstairs finished yet. What's wrong with that?
Well, that's all right, I reckon.
And they say I don't understand the questions. They don't understand the answers. That's the whole trouble.
Didn't they say something in there about that you couldn't get a priorities no ways because you ain't no war veteran?
Well, I was too old. I wanted to enlist, but I knowed good and well they wouldn't take me. I was an ARA warden for 3 years hand-running. I still got my card. Got my thumbprint right on it. I can prove it.
Maybe you ought to have told them that.
Oh, they wouldn't understand it. I've even got a picture of myself in my helmet and armband. Was standing there with my bomb shovel in one hand and a bucket of sand in the other.
Is that the one Cedric Kodak of you?
Yeah, I was alerted 3 times in 1 month.
Who alerted you?
Well, once it was Mousie Gray.
Oh,
he thought he heard an enemy airplane going over, but turned out to be his woman, Gussie, snoring.
Yeah, I recollect that. You woke up the whole town banging on that poison gas gong you fixed up.
Nothing much come of that incident. But I was on my toes, Johnny on the spot. And they say I ain't a veteran.
Well, I wouldn't say nothing come of it. You scared Ulysses S. Quincy's dog to where it run out and bit old man White.
I slapped a splint on his leg, didn't I?
Yeah, wrong leg. Then he might not have got the pneumonia because you made him lay on the damp ground for 2 hours with a blanket thrown over him.
That's what the first aid book said to do.
Yeah, but you got the wrong page. That weren't for dog bite.
All right, you can just keep them smart remarks to yourself, Mr. Peabody.
Splint for dog bite.
There's a customer coming up out there. You better wait on him.
Oh, that's just Cedric. He don't want nobody to wait on him. He just wants to stare at them shoes he's going to buy in a couple of months.
Well, ain't he bought them things yet?
No, he's still in a looking stage. Well, howdy, Cedric. The shoes are right over there.
Well,
go on, Cedric. It's all right. You can look at them.
Yes, Mom, but would you wait on me, Mr. Abner?
Wait on you? Why, sure. You're working fast this year.
Yes, Mom.
Sure, I'll wait on you. Yes, sir. Just sit right over on that apple box, and I'll be right with you. Lum, would you mind to fill this grocery order I started here?
Yeah, in a minute. I want to study this blank over some more.
Well, all right now, Cedric. Just slip your shoe off here and get you all fixed up in a jiffy. Here, Cedric, put your right foot up here now.
Oh, this one, huh?
Yeah, that's your right one now. How's your papa?
Oh, he's all right, I reckon.
Obie, what kind of a knot have you got tied in here anyway?
Oh, well, you don't need to untie them. These shoes are split down the back. Just pull them off.
Oh, I see. Yeah, come off pretty easy. Oh, doggies, might I drop that on my foot. Hate for that to happen. Cripple me up for 2 months.
Have you got that little stick, Mr. Abner?
Little stick?
Yes, Mom. That thing you use to measure what size of a feller's feet is.
Oh, well, I won't need that, Cedric. I know what size you take. 12.5 D.
Well, wished you'd measure, though.
I don't need to.
Please.
Cedric, it's a waste of time.
Pretty please.
Oh, all right. Sit your boy. Lum, where's that shoe measuring thing at we had around here?
I don't know. Last time I seen it. Wait a minute, I got to answer the phone.
It's
around there, Summers. Hello, Jot'em Down Store, L. Eddards talking. Oh, how are you, Hugh?
Gonna take a little time to find it, I reckon.
Yeah, I heard from them, but they said I couldn't get no priorities.
No telling where we've mislaid.
Oh, I don't know. Bunch of idiotic reasons. Well, I can't help it, Hugh. I tried. Well, now, don't go putting all the blame on me. I know I hired you to build a house, but the way things are now... Well, I ain't plumb give up on this priority thing. I'm going to take it up with the government in Washington or something. Well, now, listen to reason, Hugh. Oh, well, now, you can't do that. Lester Parks is going to do what? Well, that ain't the agreement I had with him, though. We'll see about that. Well, go ahead and do whatever you want to do. I'll take it up with my lawyer, if I can find one. Well, I'll do it. Goodbye. Grannies. Trouble, trouble, trouble. If it ain't six of one thing, it's a half a dozen of something else. Never rains but what it sprinkles.
What's the matter now?
Oh, Hugh Garrett says I hired him to build that house, and now that everything's held up, he's losing money and wants me to pay him right away. And on top of that, Lester Parks says he agreed to wait till the house is done before I paid him for the lumber. But now it looks like it ain't going to be finished, so he wants to be paid for the lumber we've used so far.
Oh, Dobie, you air in a mess, ain't you?
Money mad, that's what they air. Money mad, a whole bunch of them.
Well, of course, you can't blame them for wanting to get paid.
Hey, Mr. Abner, ain't that the measuring stick behind the coffee grinder there?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
Them varmints. Wish I could think of something smart to do right now.
Yeah, that's just what we was looking for. Now, put your foot up here again, Cedric.
This one?
No, the other one. Now, let's get that bad blame thing measured. Just hope this thing's long enough. Hold your foot steady, Cedric.
Oh, just wiggling my toes.
Well, don't wiggle your toes. 12 and a half D.
12 and a half D, huh?
That's what it is, 12 and a half D, just like I said.
Well, that must be my size, then. 12 and a half D.
Of course it is.
Is that what size my old shoes was?
Yeah.
12 and a half D?
Yeah.
And what size did my foot measure out to?
12 and a half D.
Of course, that was in my stocking feet.
Well, naturally, that's the way you're going to wear your shoes. That's the way you always measure.
Well, I believe that's the size I ought to get, then.
You think so, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
See that black shoe you got sitting right there?
Yeah.
Have you got that little rascal in a 12 and a half D?
Why, of course we have. We always order one pair of them in 12 and a half D's, just special for you. That's the pair sitting right there. Can't get them in the shelf.
Will you measure my foot just one more time, Mr. Abner?
Now, listen here, Cedric.
Abner, will you get the phone?
Huh?
That might be somebody I don't want to talk to. Would you see who it is?
Oh, yeah, all right. Excuse me just a minute, Cedric. Got to answer the phone here. Hello, jot 'em down, store. Abner Peabody done a talking. Who? Oh, yeah, just a minute. Mr. Duncan Long.
Duncan?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. He's the last person I want to talk to.
Huh.
Tell him I'm out of town temporaries and won't never be back. Go on, tell him that.
Hello? Long had to go out of town temporaries and he won't never be back. That's what he said.
Not what he said.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, it's a shame he's out of town, all right.
Oh, no, it ain't.
No, I can't tell you where he went to, because he never told us.
That's the time, Abner.
Well, I'm just sorrowful I can't help you, Mr. Duncan. All right, goodbye.
Thank you, Abner. You done good.
Oh, that's all right. Well, let's see. You all set here, Cedric?
Are you sure these new ones are size 12 and a half D?
Why, sure they're. I told you we ordered them special for you. Here, look inside them right there. See that printing? Says right there, 12 and a half D.
Yes, ma'am. What's them other figures in there for?
I don't know. We never pay no attention to them. We just go by the size, Cedric.
Well, I believe them are my size, all right.
Of course they're. You want to try them on now?
Oh, no, Mama. I don't want to try them on now.
You don't?
No, I'm just looking.
Ah.
Well, much obliged to you. See you fellas later.
Yeah, all right. That don't beat all that. Hey, Cedric, just a minute. You forgot your other shoe here. He's gone, that boy.
He'll be back.
Going out of here on one shoe.
What was Duncan going to do, law sue me?
No, he said he just sorry he can't get a hold of you.
Yeah, I can imagine.
See, he said he'd found out as long as he is a veteran why he can get a priorities and a GI loan, too. So he wanted to take that place over that you're building and pay you $1,000 for your interest in it.
Yeah, well, he can just take his idea. Pay me $1,000. For goodness sakes, Abner, why didn't you tell me?
Well, how could he? You was out of town.
Of all the idiotic. Get him on the phone again. Call him right back.
Well, I don't know where he's calling from.
Call him Summers. Call him anywhere.
Well, don't tell me. Let go of me, Lum. I'll call him.
Mr. Abner.
What do you want now, Cedric?
I believe I'll try them shoes on after all. I might be needing them sooner than I thought I was. I was just noticing out there. This know my right foot's getting so thin, I can even feel the rocks when I walk on them.
Well, they haven't got time to bother with shoes now, Cedric. There's $1,000 at stake.